Marvin Ambrosius, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You are famous in the fitness industry.
I'd say I'm the understated famous person.
What does that even mean?
It's like you're on a media channel to where you've got a television show, you've got millions of people watching it, but in the social media world, I'm really not known.
But you know what though? You've met everyone.
I've been very fortunate living so many different lives through music, basketball, working at Sky Television, doing the television show.
Yeah.
And then yourself as well. Just funny enough, working with you, I've bumped into quite a few people already.
Quite a few celebrities.
Yeah, exactly, which you weren't even expecting. And it's like, it's just a crazy world,
man. Yeah, that's sick, bro. You're working like pretty much full time. I do it in inverted commas because it's a
full time.
It's almost like full time attitude.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Being around and available full time. But we work out every day.
Every single day.
You help me with my meals.
Yeah.
You helped me lose a stone last month.
Exactly.
Dude, I can't moan at that. I mean, I've still got quite a long way to go. But we literally started.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, if you look at a 12-month period and you look at a stone in a month, that wasn't even by us doing a fad diet. It wasn't juicing. It was literally behavioral change. You got to eat properly. You got to enjoy your food.
Yes.
And you got to train. That's how we mean to
go. Do you know what's amazing with the fitness industry? Like, in business, I know things do take time. So in business, like, I've just sold six houses this morning, okay? I sold six houses this morning. And we're talking about it might take a couple few months to go through.
Yeah.
So in my mind, done the sale.
Done.
It's going to be 2 or 3 months. That's fine. But then actually, 2 and 3 months, whilst I don't think that's a long time, when I'm thinking in terms of health, it could be 2 or 3 days and I'm annoyed I've not lost any weight.
Exactly.
And it's like, actually, hold on a minute. Let's just think, let's be a bit realistic.
Yeah, let's apply the business acronym
to
our fitness. And that's exactly why, I'll be honest, it's been a pleasure working with you.
Yeah.
Because you've discovered that very early in our training.
Yeah.
You've literally realized that looking at a scale every day isn't going to change anything.
Mm.
What is going to change something is if you looked at the scale every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, there's going to be a massive change. Just as in the same reference as the contracts.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to do an exchange, I've sold the house. Well, you've sold it. But once the contracts go through, once the money is exchanged, that's when you know it's done. And that does take a few months, as you said.
Yeah.
Weight loss, fitness, lifestyle, exactly the same.
What do you stand for in the health and fitness industry? What do you represent?
Realistic. Being measurable and achievable. That's what I stand for. I'm all about making sure it's part of your lifestyle, make sure it's fun, and make sure it's sustainable. I don't believe in anything that you do that can happen quickly and then it can disappear even faster.
It's funny because I don't know whether you... I think you've even changed me a little bit as a person in terms of... and I'm not even talking health, I'm not even talking fitness. Like, even as a trainer, like, the way that I train now, I almost feel like has been Marvinized.
I'll be honest, that's the first time anyone's ever Marvinized. I'm gonna have to, we're keeping it.
You love that.
Invert that in commas.
No,
hashtag
serious.
Marvinized.
Because,
I like that.
Because when you're training me, it's fun. I want to not impress, but like, I care what you think.
Yeah.
I don't want to disappoint. So if I
But
if I have like a bad meal, right?
Yeah.
You're not gonna be like, yeah, having a go at me, but I'll feel just a little bit like, oop, you know.
But that's to do with approach and relationship.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
But here's my thing,
guy.
Even the way I train, I feel like I'm even more loving now towards my students. And interesting, your debate you had with Piers Morgan, you were debating, because Piers Morgan was saying that fat shaming is a good thing because people need to be. And whilst I can see his point a little bit, you were saying no.
Yeah.
You're very like kind, but you still get results.
Yeah. And that's the reason why that's my philosophy. I'm like, if I can get results without doing that, why am I going to make someone feel bad and get results? Because all I'm doing then is creating a negative space to get something positive. I don't see how that's even positive. How can a negative and a positive make positive? Positive and a positive make a positive.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's just interesting because I feel like I do think that the first step to change is awareness.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And if you're in denial, like in terms of finances, if I'm sat with someone and I'm teaching them about property or how to become financially free, you know, if their mindset is so broken, and their bank is so broken, but they're saying, no, I'm comfortable, I'm okay. I'm like, actually, you know what? You're really not okay.
You're not
broke, and you need help. And that's kind of like that awareness. But I feel like with weight, if you're fat, you kind of know you're fat.
Well, yeah, you don't need to be told. It's a personal thing. You know it. And you don't need other people going around telling you you are.
Yeah.
You personally know it. And here's the worst thing. I'll give you an example. Let's say you've started this fitness journey right now. You've been a month in. You've lost a stone. What if tomorrow someone comes up to you and goes, you fat did it. You should do something about your weight. Well, to be honest, you've been doing something about it, but how did that person know? So many people are on fitness journeys, and by having that negative comment, it can either enhance you to want to get there quicker or make you feel less superior to the situation. So I always say you're supposed to empower people to want to change, not to make belittle them to not want to.
See, I've got some friends and they dread their personal training sessions. Like, literally dread them. So they'll say, oh man, I got a personal training session in the morning, and it's like a black cloud. And I just haven't got that at all with you. I look forward to them, and if we skip a day, I'm like, oh man, I missed the session. See,
that to me, that just lets me know that for everything I've been practicing, teaching for years, that's exactly what I want. I want people to look forward to having me, not being dependent on me, but being a point to where they feel responsible. That they know that if Marv's not with me today, what would Marv say?
Yeah.
What would Marv do? What would he say in this situation? And we're at that point now where you've actually messaged me and say, I'm at this restaurant, I've got a business meeting, this is what I'm eating, is that okay? And I'm like, dude, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. You've picking the right meals because I'm actually in your head now. We're there.
Yeah.
We're at the point now where we're linked and we understand in order to move forward, we have to take a step back and really assess what we're doing. And that took you a month. It takes people months. We're talking like sometimes 3 to 6 months to get to that stage. But that's down to your mental fitness.
I think one of the things I've learned from you is rather than being obsessed with the result, you got to fall in love with the process.
Exactly.
And that is the same with anything. In business, rather than being like, I want £1 million in my bank and focusing on that like crazy, just say, actually, what do I need to do? What's the process to get there? And I'm going to have to fall in love with doing that.
Yeah, because like you said, there's a journey to everything that you're doing. And if you were, let's say if I became a multimillionaire, but the way I got there, I hated it. How would I be able to teach someone else how to do the best practice to get there? You can't teach it.
Yeah.
What you've done is you've enjoyed your process, seen all the stages of winning, losing, failure, success. Mm. And what you're doing is you're teaching people, this is what can happen, this is what can't happen, but best of all, this is how you can do the process and love it, and on top of it, become financially free.
I remember when you came for your, not interview, but like when...
Oh yeah, when we had to chat. Yeah. What was that, 2 hours?
Yeah.
That was really weird because you said you'd spoken to people prior to me, which I didn't know. And you said it was like 5-10 minutes conversation.
Dude, for some people, it was 20 seconds for me. I walk in, I pop my head in, hey, yo, what's up, man? Good to see you. And I walk out. Whereas with you, I was like, I knew within 2 minutes that I wanted to work with you. It almost became like I was selling you on the idea.
You actually got, at one point, I remember you said to me, like, why? I'm offering you a job right now. What's the problem?
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not used to this. I'm used to basically getting to the point of, this is what I can do for you. But at this point, you were sold.
Yeah.
And I wasn't selling myself. I was just saying to you, this is what I would provide.
And I remember saying to you, I've got other commitments. And I said, well, what can I do to help relieve those other commitments?
Yeah.
Can we do right now?
But because it was right on the spot, I didn't go into the meeting with the agenda of being asked that question.
Yes.
But then what was really good about that, now I go to everything with that in mind. With that mindset of like, what if someone asked you at this moment, I want you to leave this, this and that, and I want you to work for me now. How would you respond? Because that's never happened to me before.
Yeah.
So I just thought, okay, I took 2 steps back in the meeting and I said, I'll have to get back to you. But if I did, this is what it would look like.
Yeah.
And we spoke about it, and that's why our conversation was even longer. But then I'd realized that, wait a second.
I was literally like, come on, dude. Yeah, but I've got time.
But then what's crazy is I'd realized, wait a second, I'm going to be with you for what? 5 days a week for a year? What if we don't like each other?
Yeah.
What if like you're horrible? And I was like, this is quite scary. And then I'd realized that let's have a few conversations. But after that 2 hour meeting, I pretty much, and trolling you online as well, that was good.
Ghosting me.
Yeah, ghosting
not
you.
Not trolling.
Ghosting, yeah, ghosting you. I then realized that, okay, this guy's all energy, energy, energy. What am I? Energy, energy, energy. You can't get nothing but positive from that.
It's funny as well, because I remember when I was saying to you, I was trying to convince you to come and work full time for me or with me. I kind of feel like I work for you in a way, because you're the person that tells me what to do. But but I remember, we're talking money and stuff, and you were saying, well, money's not that important to me. I was cussing you out. I was like, what do you mean money's not important to you? Of course it's important to you. No, it's not. I'm not driven by money.
Yeah.
And we had a conversation. And then when I talked about some of the stuff that that money can bring you, like, maybe money is kind of good.
Maybe it is kind of important. Because when I said it's not important, we were talking more about the job satisfaction side of things.
Yeah, yeah.
I think at that time, I'd created a space for me where everything that I was doing, I was enjoying. And that was the first time ever I'd got to that point. And then all of a sudden, this happened. And I was just like, wait a second. There's a rift in the matrix right now. I'm enjoying everything. Do I take a risk? But then I was like, is this a risk? I'm like, no, this is growth. This is development. This is actually doing something that's never been done before.
What made you say yes to working with me full time?
I'll be honest with you, you're a very persuasive man. and you did have some, you had certain key things that you'd said where you didn't know me well enough to know what ticked my personal boxes.
Yeah.
Because I have my own ticks. And you tick them.
I just had to just tick everything. If it wasn't one of the boxes, it's no problem.
Yeah, there was definitely some, like, if that was in there, then a no. I was like, but you'd mentioned and said everything in a way that made me go, at the end of this whole year, it's not the end of the year. This is the start of a relationship. This is the start of something working with the company and over basically offloading my ideas and how I actually believe in fitness and what I feel like I can bring to your company. Because it wasn't just about you, it was about the company. Because I've given the whole company a fitness workout plan now.
Yeah.
And everyone's doing it, they're enjoying it, they can call me at any time and then I'm helping them out. And it's just nice to be involved with a great team of people, because that was another thing. You introduced me to the whole office.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do that. And everybody embraced me, everyone's talking to me. And I was like, I really like this environment. This is pretty cool. And after a while, it was just kind of a case, let's just do this. And now, we're not just doing it, we're winning.
Yeah, and it's funny as well, because I think one of your fears was that if you cancel all your commitments and all your clients, and then after a month, I'm like, you know what?
I don't like you anymore.
Or not even I don't like you anymore, but I've actually lost motivation. I'm not really interested in losing weight. I'm good. Then you're going to be left with nothing.
With nothing.
So... But I was like, you know what? Let's tell the world then. Let's get you on the podcast, homeboy.
Yeah,
let's
exactly. Let's do it.
Because that way, not only will I be letting you down, I'll be letting everybody down.
Yeah.
And but from my perspective, the peer pressure from not being able to cancel you means... Because if I cancelled you now, if I was like, oh, you know, I actually changed my mind and cancelled you, then not only would that be bad on you, but it would be also make me look bad in front of thousands of people that are watching. And I'm sure you'd have a thing or two to say.
Do you know what? I'm not that guy.
No, like, I know.
It's
what
even so, there's a load of people that will just go, I can't believe. I'm like, do you know what? That's personal. So I'd just go,
I know.
I'd come up to you. I know where you live.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, dude, I'll be outside. I'll be outside the gate. Like, I'm outside, dude. I'm climbing over.
You know what, though? But my point is that the positive peer pressure of making yourself accountable, I'm not only accountable to you, but my wife is in on it. My manager, Amelia, is in on it. She organises everything.
Exactly. The whole team's on it.
The whole team are in on it.
They had biscuits in the office the other day. I was like, what's this all about?
But and not only that, but we've included the whole social media. So all my students and my fans, like, everyone's in on it. So for me, it's almost like I've forced myself to create a whole new environment around health and fitness. Because before, I was relying on my own willpower. You know what, I'm going to do this. Yeah. I'm going to get up early and I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to eat healthy. But then suddenly, as soon as I lost that motivation or was distracted or slipped, and suddenly it changes. Now, I can't do that because my environment is different.
Yeah.
And my friends and colleagues and staff, everything's different. So it's almost like, for me, I don't really see... I could never go back to eating junk, not working out. It wouldn't happen. If I cancel a workout, If suddenly you come around and I've disappeared and I'm off, I know that you will find me that day.
I will.
You will hunt me down. I'll be viewing a property in Liverpool and then I'll just say hello.
Like, hey, exactly.
You know, and you've done that. You've like I've cancelled meetings in the morning with you. I've been like, I can't work out, man. I've got to shoot early, jump on the train or whatever.
I was in the office.
And then you've just been waiting in the office and you'll be like, I'm just waiting till you got a spare half an hour, buddy. I'm like, I haven't. And then the end of the day comes and it's like 6, 7 o'clock or whatever, and I'm leaving and you're just like, let's go to the gym then.
Half an hour. And what happened in that half an hour? Crazy.
Yeah.
Complete madness. But how great did you feel at the end? You know, and that was the first. That was the 2 weeks. That was the first 2 weeks in.
But yeah, it was. But during the during that period, that day, for instance, I remember being so busy with work.
It was crazy.
So stressed out. I had so much going on, yeah. And it was like crazy on the business side. And I was just not in the place to work out right at all. Yeah. I can't work out, man. I'm so busy. I'm so obsessed and saturated with this in my mind. I can't even think about working out. I'm too busy. But then when you forced me, actually, that half an hour. The escape and the endorphin released
from release
made me then go back to the office with a new energy. Yeah. And actually, I feel like it helps, not hinders my business.
Yeah, because you didn't have any time to think about anything that was going wrong or anything that was going right.
Yeah.
We literally, I said to you, we're going to blitz this half an hour. You've got no time to think. This is what we're doing. And we'd done it. You were knackered. You were feeling, but at the end of it, you were like, you were pumped.
What happened? What just happened?
Yeah, you were just pumped. But then you were like, I can't believe I thought I didn't have the energy to do that. But you did.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why we're working together.
Sometimes when you don't have the energy to do something, that's when you need to do it the most.
Exactly.
If you're really tired, you don't have the energy, you need to do it to get the energy.
Yeah.
Because it will actually give you the energy.
Yeah, because the endorphin release is real. People love to talk about laughing endorphins the same as gym endorphins. It is the same thing.
If you're like, the kind of person that gets home from work and then like flakes on the sofa, then you need to quickly get yourself, even if it's 20 minutes or 10 minutes of fast cardio, and then you'll change your whole state.
No, exactly. And that's why my whole philosophy on the 5 minute, you said today earlier on, which was great, doing 5 minutes a day for the whole month is better than doing 1 hour a week in the gym.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. You're doing something every day for your body, your mind, your soul. And it is a time to escape. Like when you're doing any exercise, I generally can't think of anything else. I'm literally in that moment. And I hope when we're doing things that we're talking about visualization. Every time you're working out, you're visualizing the person you want to be.
Mm.
And the more you do that, the more you'll see change.
I tell you what though, I do have a small fear. See, I haven't been less than 15'4".
Yeah, I
like
never said that.
Ever. 15'4" is the lightest weight I've been. When we first started working out, I was in the high 16s.
Yeah.
So it was like,
ugh. So we 15'11" now?
I was 15, yeah, now I'm about 15'11", 15'12". Yeah. So we've lost a stone.
So we're right but next to
it. Here's my fear. I just can't physically, I kind of can't physically imagine being in the 14s, 13s. I can't see it.
Yeah, I understand that though, because a lot of people might not know, I was like 19 stone. And I remember looking in the mirror, thinking to myself, am I ever going to change? Am I not going to be this person anymore that I see? Even now, sometimes I go and wake up in the morning, I look in the mirror and I go, wow, I actually did it. And this is years later, I still feel like that. But the moments when I was in it and I was fearing that, am I ever going to see that weight? Because I remember the same thing. Am I going to see the 14s, I thought. I even went down to the 12s at one point because I got that self-obsessed with getting my body to a certain point. Mm. But what you have to do is just realize and understand that it's all the process. The more you're consistent, the more you actually just continue to do what you're doing, it will just happen.
Mm.
You don't have to think about it anymore. In your situation, you don't have to think about it. I have to think about it. So for me, that's my job now. I have to look and go, all right, we've been floating at 15'6", let's say, if we're there. If we're floating there for about 2 weeks, I'm like, all right, I need a dramatic change. I need to shock his body. I need to do something. But I genuinely believe in how I train you and how you respond to training. We're laughing. We ain't got no problems.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so interesting because I'm so glad that I've got you do it. Yeah, you almost owning it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm taking it on board for myself.
Yeah.
And it's a personal, not
what
just
about
a
someone? What about someone watching this that can't necessarily afford to just hire a fitness celebrity full time?
Well, this is why things like apps and things like that provided. You know, I've got my app, Fit Freak. So if you've got Sky Television, you can basically watch the Fit in 5 show.
It's funny because I always hated the idea of the app. I remember when you talked about the app, and I always thought, oh, whatever, like, you know.
But you've done it.
But I have. But sometimes if on the weekends or whatever, or if it's a Sunday, and you've said to me, or if I can't make it because I'm really busy, you'll say, I'll go on the app. And I went on the app, and I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I went on this app, and I was thinking, Fit in 5. Like, come on, 5 minutes, as if it's going to
do. You called me afterwards, I remember.
But you know what? Got the app. It's a free app.
Yeah.
So I'm not like promoting it on commission or anything like that. No, it's free.
It's
disclaimer,
free,
there's no...
No money made here, people.
Not that it'd be a problem if there was.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's no money being made here. So I got the app called Fit Freaks or Fit in 5.
Yeah, Fit Freaks.
And That 5 minute session, I did it and I was absolutely knackered, and it was like you were in the room because you're there and I'm like dying. And I remember thinking afterwards, if I just did that every day, if I just got the Fit Freaks app and just did 5 minutes every day, I would be so fit just off of that. And that's why I said to you, I think every day would be better than an hour a week, because consistency is king.
Yeah, exactly.
So
doing, and with design and how everyone's body works, obviously some people have really bad injuries, they can't work out, and then that you need to seek better advice. But in regards to that, this is why we created our group. This is why we're available online. Nothing stops anyone from sending a DM asking, how do I do this? Why am I not going to tell you? It's just, it's free information. I'm not going to say I'm going to charge you this and this. I can give you an answer to something. But if you're going into depth for something, some people need depth and understanding.
We're in an age right now where we've got information overload.
Like,
there's so much information. And even on everything, on property, I teach property. People say, oh, it's all online for free. It's like, firstly, it's not online for free. But secondly, even if it is, you have to filter through so much nonsense to get the 0.1%. You don't know what to think. And what I've done with you is I've just sort of said, I'm just going to do exactly what you tell me. Everything that I thought about stuff before, I'm just going to forget it and do what you and stick with the program. How do you think that being fit, being healthy, is it a case of it's really easy, it's obvious, just eat less, exercise more, or is it complex and is there a real science to it?
The complexities to it is individuality and is who you are as a person, your body type, how often you work out, what your job is, family, kids, sleep, all these things play a part in your fitness journey.
Yeah.
So as you could have two, I'll give you an example, two friends, like two females, clients that I had, where one had children, two children, and the same age, one had no children, no dependents at all. One's going to the gym every day, and they're like, oh, you should come with me. Just how are they getting babysitting? How are they going to find a babysitter? They can't find a babysitter. When they do find a babysitter, they're going to the gym less. Someone's results are going to be different based on their lifestyles.
Yeah.
And that's how you've got to look at it. And that's why it becomes bespoke. Because you've then, and that's what we're doing, your lifestyle changes on a daily basis.
It's crazy.
So you'll say, we're training in the morning, but then I'll get a message going, nope, something's come up. We've got to sort something out for the afternoon. Unfortunately, the luxury that we have is the fact that I'm like, cool, this is where we're training, this is what we're doing. Someone else, that's it. They're not going to train.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
That used to happen though.
They're not going to train.
How would I get on with a regular PT?
Well, you could never do it. We were laughing about it the other day. I said, how many sessions would you have cancelled by now? Probably 15 to 20.
Yeah.
Just because of the there's no flexibility.
Most days.
Most days you'd have to cancel. And they're not going to get to your house as early as I'm getting here. Like, is that they're not going to be able to do it.
Because you come around at like 6 a.m.
Yeah, 6 a.m., 6:30. And that's because we need to get it done. And then you're hyped for the rest of the day. We've done a day where I've seen you go from 6 a.m. and then you're doing a talk at 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. And
that's standard.
That's your standard day. And I'm like sitting there, like you said, falling on the couch, falling over. And I'm like, this guy's on stage right now giving 1,000%. And I'm inspired because I'm like, I thought I was tired. He's done a workout the whole day, business deals, traveling, coming back. And then all those students, thousands sitting there, and you're just like 1,000% energy.
16 hours later.
Yeah. And to me, I'm like, okay, if he's maintaining this energy, let's bring this energy into training. And that's exactly what we've done.
Yeah.
And that's you though. And that's where I know that working with you is completely different to working with someone else. People bring emotional baggage into training. People bring like so much different types of baggage into their training, but my job is to filter it and go, how can I use that in the session to motivate them? How can I use that to make you feel empowered to go, well, this is how I'm feeling right now. How do I then translate that into exercise and their life? Because you know, with our training, it isn't just about fitness. It's all about mental state. Mm-hmm. It's all about mindset. I'm all staked on mindset, where we're at right now, who we are right now, and who we're trying to be tomorrow.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. What's it been like working with me then?
Do you know what? A lot of people probably would say like, oh, he's just going to say whatever. But you know what? It's been so fun. Like, I've had so much fun working with you because every day is not a challenge. It's more of, for me, it's a day of like, this is what we're going to do today. I'm excited because I know that you're up for anything. You're up for doing things that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, let's do Ben Evis. Like, we're going to be doing this. And he's like, yeah, what other things are we going to do? And I'm like, I'm planning different fitness days. You're hyped for them. So for me, I'm like, okay, you're challenging me to do things out of my comfort zone. It's supposed to be the other way around. So we're going teacher.
We've got some crazy stuff lined up.
Oh yeah, crazy stuff.
In May we're going to Ibiza.
Yeah.
We're going to have a fitness week.
Fitness week is, and we're going to be doing yoga, chakra, Pilates.
And another thing is you bring in all this crazy stuff, which is like all these added bonuses, like you bring all these protein bars.
Yeah, we got
bring all this equipment around, or you'll be like you just said to me, I want to introduce this really awesome yoga person, or bring her around your house.
Yeah.
There's just all this stuff going on, which is just for me exciting. It keeps you fresh.
Yeah.
You know, we go to the, sometimes you'll just hire out a gym session right near the office, you'll hire out a room. Right, let's go and do
let's go and do it.
We'll hire out a syndicate room in a hotel. If I'm speaking on stage and doing stuff, we'll just, we'll be a little private room, we'll go and smash it. We're doing Ben Nevis, we've got some other crazy projects.
Crazy stuff, yeah, I can't wait for the guys to see it, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. So, like, I'm really excited. How are people getting involved in this? Do you know what we should do? We should do...
Should do a fitness event.
A fitness event, or a retreat, or something.
Something where we involve your best practice in what you do and combine that with fitness.
I think so. Listen, if people are watching this, let us know, because we'll put on whatever.
Put some suggestions forward, guys.
I would suggest, in my opinion, I think an event would be good, but I also think a retreat, like a nice high end, not too many people, maybe just 10, 20 people, but like a week together.
Yeah.
Something correct. But I'm open to suggestions.
Yeah, I am too. I know on the fitness side and the mindset side, we're covered.
Yeah.
Like, we're good. Like, between you and me, yeah, you're getting nothing but 100% energy.
There's a saying that says, how you do anything is how you do everything. And it's like, if you're sloppy in business, you're going to be sloppy with your fitness. If you're sloppy with, if your mind's sloppy, then you're going to have sloppy relationships.
Yeah.
It's just everything. And for me, I always neglected my health a little bit because I was so obsessed with all
business,
the other areas.
Yeah.
Not just business, but, you know, relationships with my, like, my church, faith, charity, business, finances, teaching people, YouTube, so much going on, which is going so well. And then I thought, oh, you know what? I deserve this curry. I deserve this kebab.
Oh, yeah.
I deserve this. And actually, I think that, what, I deserve this thing that's going to be bad on my body.
Yeah.
It's actually a punishment.
Yeah, you're absolutely, and you know what? It took me years to understand that. I would have a really tough week at work. I remember when I was an analyst at Sky Online, and I was working these 12-hour days, and it was just crazy. And the first thing you want to do when you've got a break is, I need to eat something good. But not good as in healthy, something bad that's going to make me feel good about the taste and the feeling of being full and being, oh, like just feeling like, oh, that feeling when you're sitting on the couch and you're feeling, oh, I used to love that feeling. But then it turned out I'd realized, this is a punishment feeling.
Yeah.
That's a Christmas feeling. You're only supposed to feel like that on Christmas and your birthday.
Yeah.
No other days. You're not supposed to be able to not get out of the chair.
But that changed for me, and it's changed everything. Because when you said to me, we had a meal together, and I said to you at the end of the meal, this is when we just got started, I said, I'm still hungry though. And you said, really? You said, you're still hungry or you're just not full?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah, I'm just not like satisfied.
Yeah.
And you said, but the thing is, when you eat, it's supposed to tide you over.
Yeah,
to the next meal. I was like, I don't like that. I don't want to eat.
I don't like
that.
It
just tides me over. I want to eat and I want to feel full.
Yeah.
And then you said, no, because if you feel full, then you're going to be sluggish.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, all right, okay. So then I didn't eat. And then I thought, okay, let me let it tide me over. And then a few hours later, okay, I'm not having another. And this mindset of eating tasty, nourishing food that tides you over to the next meal, and then I'm not sluggish, I'm just nice and neutral. That was a game changer for me.
Yeah, I remember it was difficult because I remember saying to you, you're eating, what was it, 2 meals a day you were having?
Yeah.
But big ones.
Massive
cause,
ones.
Because that was to give you enough.
Because I didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I'd skip breakfast and then I'd go out for I'd have a big lunch and snacks. And, and I'd be like, oh, I'm full. And then I'd, for maybe half an hour, I'd be a little bit, you know, not quite as productive. And then bang, go back into it like a lion. I used to be like a lion, you know, one meal a day, but a massive meal. And then in the evening, I'd get home and I'd have a few snacks. And then about 8 p.m., I'd have like a massive meal with a dessert.
Exactly.
Because I deserve this, because I'm a lion.
You've been working like 18 hours in a day. Of course you deserve it.
Exactly.
But what you were doing was punishment. And you weren't allowing your body to even, how's your food going to digest if you're going to sleep?
Yeah.
So you're eating like a 3,500 calorie meal before you go into bed.
Yeah.
How is it possible to digest that food? You're actually using that food as energy for the next day. But the first thing you would have done the next day was you'd have had your protein bars in the morning, or you've got a big breakfast somewhere at one of the hotels, And then you're just piling food on top of food.
Yeah.
So what we did was we just had a conversation and micromanaged that in a way it made you realize, have this an hour and a half to 2 hours later, have this an hour and a half to 2 hours later, have this. So by the time you were like, I want to eat, it was time to eat.
Yeah.
So you're no longer
tied yourself over. Yeah. Also as well, I've lost weight in the past, but it's usually been because I've gone on a strict diet or like a, all right, I'm going to juice or I'm going to fast or I'm going to do this. I'm going to starve myself. All you're going to do is put it back on.
Yeah, and all means to which you know that you're not going to sustain it.
You've got to change the way you think about food, change the way you think about health and fitness, change the way, you know, I think that's it. Fall in love with the process.
Yeah, and right now we're living in a false fitness economy, whereas everybody and a lot of the Instagram, social media, there's some great things online, but there's some terrible things online. Mm. Like you'll see people just depicting, this is what fitness looks like, a 9-pack. 75% body fat. If someone will see that as thinking that's being fit, whereas I know exactly what that person eats to what they have a day in order for them to maintain that. Yeah. You can't do that for your life. It's just not sustainable. And that's why people have off season and then they're bulking, they're cutting. It's just not something that's healthy for you. Mm. You look great for a small period of time. I've done it. And it's just not sustainable. I love food. Food doesn't love me for me to eat badly all the time. But for me to have those lovely nights out where you want to go to dinner with your wife, when you want to have dinner with the family, they're not so often enough to where it's going to affect me physically to put on the weight I lost.
Mm.
So my whole teachings and what we're doing is for you to have fun with your family. Oh, it's your son's birthday. There's cake. Why shouldn't you have any cake? Like, you, what you need to do is not have all the other trimmings that come with the party, but enjoy that with your kids. Let them show them that you have got the good habits to where they know you can have that, but you do know that, yeah, we're going to have to work out tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what my daughter says all the time. We eat something, and like, for instance, it was National Pizza Day the other day, and she said straight after the pizza, oh, I'm going to have to do a workout now. I didn't tell her that. She just knows. I've put it in her psychological state of mind. That's what you need to do, is have a balance.
It's so important because your kids will, I mean, you've got two kids. I've got two kids. My kids are very young, but they do copy.
Yeah.
And if you are not taking your health seriously or not taking your life seriously,
yeah.
I mean, you only have, this is my home, this body that I have is my home, my permanent home, my only permanent home. To disrespect it, to overeat, to not exercise, to not work it out, to not nourish it, you know, that is a bad example, really.
Yeah.
And I'm not judging anybody. Listen, I've neglected my health, but I just thought, do I really want my kids, and not just my kids, but also, and I've said this to you before, everyone that watches me on YouTube, do I really want to send out a message to say it's okay to not take your health seriously? I don't want to send that message out to people because it's a bad message, but I want to inspire people in every aspect.
But with you saying that, you've just taken that on board in a way where it takes people years to have that self-reflection. Like, it took me such a long time to really understand exactly what you've just said and really go, I'm actually ruining myself. Mm. I'm actually not doing any benefits for me nor to anybody around me. And the fact that you got there, that's what transpired into us working together.
Mm.
Because I knew you were there. If you weren't there, you'd have cancelled all of our sessions. I would have been literally on payroll without even working you out, and that wouldn't have been right.
Mm.
So you held yourself accountable. I'm not taking any credit other than the fact that I'm making sure that you're there, but you're the one that turns up. You're the one that laces up the shoes.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you create your own life. You've got to take responsibility, but then it's the same with me. I'm a trainer as well. I teach people finance. They're responsible for their own success or their own failure.
Exactly.
But then I will be a tool and a system in that. So, dude, it's awesome. Thanks for coming on. I think we need to do more of these.
Oh, hell yeah.
Maybe once a month or once every other month or at least once a quarter, we need to do something. There's a vlog as well that went up on last Thursday, which was like a vlog showing the fitness, how I lost a stone in a month. I'd recommend checking that out. Find it on YouTube. Definitely. Check out Marvin Ambrosius.
Yes.
Awesome guy, Mr. Legend. Oh, and thank you, bro. Dude, I really appreciate your support, man. Thank you so much.